When we journalists cover a news event, we expect to remain on the sidelines. We expect to be witnesses, not participants. But sometimes things take a different turn. Take the case of reporter Ryan Kailoff with New Orleans Public Radio. Last Saturday, he was covering a Black Lives Matter protest in Baton Rouge. This was 4 days after Alton Sterling was shot and killed by police there. And in the middle of the protest, this happened.
I'm a journalist.
Journalist.
Despite announcing himself as a journalist, Ryan Kailoff was arrested. I asked him to explain what happened leading up to that moment, and he said things started getting interesting when the new Black Panther Party joined the march.
When the Panthers showed up, that really brought the whole thing to life. And at a certain point, probably 30 or so of the Panthers are marching in this sort of military formation right in front of the police station. So there were some audible warnings from the police, megaphones, you know, clear out of the road. And then the police response came, which was several, probably 50 or so riot gear, police, state troopers, various agencies. They had this crazy tank kind of vehicle. And they lined up in the street facing off against the Panthers. Mm. So I tweeted some pictures of this. You can see them in the stories. You know, it turned into kind of this face-off in the street with these ranks of police officers and riot gear on one end and these ranks of Panthers on the other. Now, Louisiana is an open carry state, so several of the Panthers had shotguns, long guns. I saw smaller sort of handgun pistols clipped to belts and things like that. And they're holding them up, you know, in that sort of military style, pointed towards the sky, facing off. So I'm on the grass beside the road, and I get as close as possible to the action without actually getting into the road myself. I didn't see any inciting incident, like a rock being thrown or something like that. But at a certain point, the police decided to just charge into the group of Panthers and start arresting them. Again, they were in the road, and that is illegal. Now, the Panthers had guns. The police and the Panthers are wrestling over shotguns. Literally, you know, both sides holding a shotgun, pulling it back and forth, trying to wrest control from the other. At that point, I and I'm sure many others thought, okay, this is too much. I don't want to be near a fight over a shotgun. So I backed away and then turned around to leave. Unbeknownst to us, a line of city police, of Baton Rouge city police, had fanned out behind those of us on the grass. And when I tried to leave, cops actually grabbed us, pushed us back towards the road, back towards the violence. And at that point, one of the riot police tackled me to the ground with his shield, and then the city police arrested me.
Did they explain to you why you were arrested?
No, I wasn't told that I was arrested. I wasn't told why I was being arrested. I wasn't read my Miranda rights.
So did they kind of understand that you were a journalist and then kind of turn their attitude around and became more nice?
Oh, no, not at all. I tried to explain for the first several hours that I was a journalist. And again, you know, if you'll just hand me my bag, I can show you my press credentials, etc. And it seemed like once the cuffs were on, that didn't matter anymore. It seemed like the police's job was to arrest me. And after that point, it was, you know, take it to the judge, buddy. That's not for me to decide. You know, I don't care if you're a journalist. At one point, an officer got actually angry with me and said, you know, I'm tired of y'all saying you're journalists. Yeah. Now, I don't know who the y'all in that statement refers to, but it's an interesting question.
Yeah. In the South, y'all can also mean just one person.
Oh, sure. Sure. And, you know, it brings up the racial element, which a lot of people have asked me about. My parents are from South India. I've got light brown skin and black nappy hair. I go to a black barber, but that's about as black as I get. But I was booked in as black, and most of the white officers involved in the entire process believed I was black. Funnily enough, none of the black inmates did. Several of them thought I was white, and we had a good laugh about it. But when I woke up in my cell and examined my badge clearly, I realized they'd marked me as Ryan Kailoff, you know, date of birth, black male.
Yeah, what does that tell you, that you were booked as black when you're Indian American?
You know, I've got a sort of ambiguous ethnicity. Nobody ever knows what I am. Indian people don't recognize me as Indian, though I am. A lot of black people in Louisiana do think I'm black because there's a, you know, there's a Creole culture and Creole population here, which is typically much lighter skinned. Mm. It tells me that perhaps the Baton Rouge Police Department doesn't interface with the black community as much as they ought. Now, it's not for me to cast opinions, and I can't speculate as to what's in another man's heart. But what I can say is that At the moment I was arrested, and you can see this in the video, there's another reporter about 8 feet to my left. He's in a purple T-shirt in the video. He's a reporter with The Advocate, the newspaper in Baton Rouge. He happens to be white, and he was not arrested. I was.
Yeah, wow. So what does all this tell you about how many people in this country view race and skin? I mean, the cops see you as black, the blacks in jail. You guys have a chuckle because they don't see you as black.
Yeah, it's all pretty complicated. I don't want to, as a reporter who's, you know, sort of still in the ongoing story, I don't want to offer too much commentary. But, you know, something else it brings up is the issue of media today. You know, I do imagine that with the advent of citizen journalists, you know, people out here with a camera saying, well, I'm filming a documentary about Black Lives Matter, or writers saying, well, I'm writing this up for my blog, I'm a journalist. I'm sure that does make it more difficult for the police to distinguish between, you know, who we might consider an air quotes authorized or air quotes official journalist. And I'm sure that does make the police's job more difficult. Let me say another thing, though.
Yeah.
You know, we journalists are tribal. We look out for each other. My story has gotten a lot of attention, I think, because I was a journalist. But listen, I've covered plenty of protests and rallies in my career, some more violent than this. It's always been sufficient to do two things. One, obey the law, and two, clearly identify myself as a journalist. In every other situation, that's been enough to not get arrested. But really, being a journalist has nothing to do with it. The first thing there, obeying the law, nobody who is obeying the law should be arrested. And I think that's getting a little lost in all the talk over journalism.
Ryan Kailath, a reporter with New Orleans Public Radio. Thanks very much for your time, Ryan.
Thanks, Marco.